now. Smile on your brother. Everybody get together. Try to love one another right now.
I say,
come on, people now. Smile on your brother. Everybody get together. Try to love.
Sailing down the river to New Orleans, to New Orleans, getting my money by the gambling room. Going from town to town to town, town to town, come and lay your daughter down. Bound to lose, bound to lose, bound to lose. Riverboat gamblers bound to lose.
The views expressed on this program are those of the individual participants and not necessarily those of WVUD or the University of Delaware. Welcome to the Music Room on WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark. Each week, WVUD hosts different artists to talk about the music they play and the lives they lead. Stay tuned for the Music Room on WVUD.
Well, hello, everybody. Mando Richards standing in here for myself tonight on the Music Room. And our guest tonight, as I announced before the theme music began playing, is Lowell Levenger, that a lot of us grew up listening to his band, the Youngbloods, in the 60s and the 70s. And before the show began, I let you hear him performing Bound to Lose, recorded in 2010, and a new version of the Youngbloods' big hit, Get Together, from the record that Banana will be telling us about. But coming up next, we're going to hear, I think, what most people think of as his, I don't know, not signature song, but it was certainly the song that a lot of people thought of. Okay, when you think of a song that Banana wrote for the Youngbloods, it's got to be this take on Merle Haggard's Okie from Muskogee. This is the Hippie from Olema No. 5 from the Youngbloods' 1971 LP, Good and Dusty, on the Music Room on WVUD.
Well, I'm proud to be a hippie from Olema. Where we're friendly to the swears and all the strays. We still take in strangers if they're ragged. We can't think of anyone to hate. We don't watch commercials in Olema. We don't buy the plastic crap they sell. We still wear our hair long like folks used to. And we bathe often. Therefore, we don't smell. And I'm proud to be a hippie from Olema, where we're friendly to the squares and all the straights. We still take in strangers if they're ragged. We can't think of anyone to hate. Love birds and fish too much for that.
and I'm proud to be a hippie from Olema, where we're friendly to the squares and all the straights. We still take in strangers if they're haggard in Olema, California, planet Earth.
Joining us now on the phone is Lowell Levenger, also known as Banana. Lowell, how you doing?
I'm doing great. It's great to be here.
Well, thank you so much for talking to us here in the Music Room on WVUD. As that last song was finishing, the original version of Hippie from Olema number 5 from the Youngblood's Good and Dusty LP, we were talking about where that song came from and your trips to Italy.
Well, I've been a Merle Haggard fan and devotee and worshiper practically ever since he first came into my horizon, which was long before he released Okie from Muskogee. But then when he did release Okie from Muskogee, I absolutely loved the tune, except, of course, the lyrics were a little disturbing, but I didn't know the story of it at that time. And I was working with Charlie Daniels at the time, which was right about the time we were doing Elephant Mountain, or actually a little bit after, and he said, oh, well, you ought to write a sequel to it. So I came up with the words, and we put it out, and Warner Brothers put it out as a single. And it was released to record stores, and it was sent to a bunch of radio stations. And it didn't take long for us to hear from Merle's lawyers. Cease and desist. You can't do that. You can't use his melody for your song. And so Warner Brothers had to recall all the records from all the record stores. So they're quite rare now. You can find them on eBay every so often. But we said, well, we still want to put it on this album, that Good and Dusty album we were making. So what if I just change the tune a little bit? And they said, well, we'll have to run it by our lawyers and see what they say. So I rewrote the chords a little bit and re-recorded it. And the lawyers listened and said, nah, no, that's still too much. You know, you can still hear a little bit of the old tune in it. So I tried it again, changed it even more. And the lawyers said, no, still. And now we're afraid that they might say it's still too much like it. And so it, anyway, so on the fifth try, when I had completely ruined it in my humble opinion, the lawyer said, yeah, okay, that's bad enough. You can do that. And so that's why it's called Hippie from Olema number 5 on the record. But on the new CD, on the new Get Together CD, is the proper melody. It's done in a bluegrass style. And I don't think that Merle is going to... I don't think Merle objected in the first place. I think it was just his lawyers.
The lawyers. Did you give any of the lawyers co-writing credit?
No, maybe I should have.
To me, being a teenager when Elephant Mountain came out, I thought of you as this keyboard player with the Youngbloods. Little did I know that you had all this country music in your background. You've been playing banjo and mandolin and guitar since the late 50s.
My first instrument.
Yeah.
But yeah, basically, you know, from about 67, late 67 on, we were a trio. And Jesse played bass and Joe played drums. And anything else you hear, that's me.
Well, you've had a wonderful career, and on today's show, we've got a mixture of old things and new things. We're going to fit in a couple of tracks from the new CD, and as I told you before the show began, we did listen to Get Together from the new CD, Lowell Levenger, Banana Remembers, the Youngbloods. Now, you were just starting to tell me about your trips to Italy when the song finished and I had to get you on the air. I mean, I think it's really great that you've started gigging in Europe and finding that people really enjoy your music.
Yeah, and it's all part of a new tactic I'm taking towards life, which involves dreaming and just trying to concentrate on your dreams and just try to do a little something every day that might move that dream forward. And it seems to work part of the time. Not, you know, all of the time, but enough of the time to make it worthwhile. So one of it was this Italy thing. I went for the first time in 2007. I had no idea. It blew my mind. It stole my heart. And I came home, immediately enrolled in an Italian class, and decided that I was going to save a little more at home, maybe work a little harder, and go to Italy at least twice a year for the rest of my life, see all the regions, learn all the cultures, drink, get familiar with the wine and the food from every region. And so, I've pretty much been true to that, even more. I've gone more than twice a year. In the process, I've met a bunch of really great musicians over there. And now, part of the dream was to be able to actually play gigs over there, and now I'm actually doing it. So, yeah, it's an it's really fun playing gigs over there. Great audiences. And it's funny, you can play Get Together over there in some small town, and they all know it. They sing along with the chorus.
Well, you know, Get Together, I really think of as one of the American anthems from that time period. You know, I mean, that and Music is Love, you know, by David Crosby, are, I think, probably two of the strongest American anthems to compete with, say, anything that the Beatles would have put out.
Yeah, I feel real lucky to have that be the song with which I'm associated and the song that I play very often. It's a really good song. So, I'm lucky that's the one.
Well, let's fast forward a little bit. And for a while there, you were putting out CDs under the moniker Grandpa Banana.
Yeah, it seemed like a good idea at the time. The first couple that I did were, again, inspired by UK tours that I did. And I was working with some people over there who helped me with the graphics and whatnot. And then I went over there with David Nelson a couple of times in a row, and we made a couple of CDs. Then I started doing it alone. I am a grandpa, and it worked for Grandpa Jones, you know, 50 years ago, so I thought, what the heck? But then I got this manager, Carrie Estrin, with whom I've been working for about 3 years, and she said, nope, it gives the wrong idea. You should be Lowell Levenger. It's a perfectly good name. Well, I agree with that. So we got Lowell Levenger, but we also stick Banana from the Youngbloods on there. We ditched Grandpa, but I am getting more and more grandkids all the time.
Well, I think I'd like to play something from one of your Grandpa Banana CDs, from Even Grandpa Gets the Blues. Blues My Naughty Sweetie Gives to Me. And you've got David Grisman and Chad Manning guesting with you on that.
Yeah.
Anything you want to say, or should we just let the folks give a listen?
Yeah, just give it. Well, the tune was written in 1909 by a trio of songwriters whose name Swanson, it probably says right there in the CD, Swanson, somebody, and somebody else. It has, originally it had a big prologue that led up to this final sort of chorus that where it gets lively. So nobody does the prologue, but I wasn't aware of all of this until I started doing the tune. All I knew is that I had learned it from Jim Queskin and that he did it really great. It came to mind 30 years later, and I thought, hey, I could do that tune, and so I did.
There are blues that you get from loneliness. There are blues that you get from pain. There are blues when you're lonely for your one and only. The blues you can never explain. There are blues that you get from sleepless nights. But the meanest blues would be got on my mind, the blues that are the very meanest kind, the blues my naughty sweetie give me. There are blues you get from women when you see them going swimming and you haven't got a bathing suit yourself, but the blues come even quicker when you hide a lot of liquor and somebody goes and takes it off the shelf. There are blues you get when everything's in hock, when your girlfriend doesn't answer when you knock. There are blues that come from getting in a taxi cab from Redding every time you hit a bump and dump the clock. Blues you get from trying to keep your Uncle Joe from dying, and he afterwards forgets you in his will. But the blues are worse than this is when you're walking with your missus and another cutie shouts, hi, Bill. But the blues that make me hot and cold and make me want to shiver. The blues that make me want to go and end it in the river. Are the blues my naughty sweetie give to me? Get from worry. There are blues that you get from shame.
single and don't want to mingle. The blues when you have to abstain. There are blues that you get from those sleepless nights. But the meanest blues would be. There's the blues that made me hopping mad and sore and a bunion. And people are going out and stabbing someone with a onion. The blues, my naughty, sweetie, give to me. There's the blues that, sweetie, give to me.
And we're talking again with Lowell Levenger, that you and I grew up thinking of him as Banana with the Youngbloods. You were saying on that track you were playing your one of your favorite instruments, a...
Yeah, it's a five-string tenor guitar, which I sort of thought up myself, but other people have thought it up themselves as well, it turns out. I don't know if they play it exactly the way I do. I fell in love with the tenor guitar maybe 10 or 15 years ago or so, which is tuned in fifths as opposed to a regular guitar that's tuned in fourths, and it has a shorter scale length and only four strings. But its lowest note is C. And so it occurred to me that if I just added another string, another fifth down at F, then I could play the root tonic notes in all the keys that most of the songs are written in, like G and A. In other words, I can go boom, chick, boom, chick, boom, chick, accompanying myself while I sing. So I started out by taking tenor guitars and throwing the necks away and putting new necks on that had a shorter scale length with this F string added. But then finally, I got this wonderful luthier in Genova, Italy, to build me one from scratch. And his name is Corrado Giacomel. And that is my main axe, and that's what you hear on most of the recordings.
FCGDA.
Yeah, from the bottom up, FCGDA.
Well, it's got a great sound, and I know that you typically will play it with a thumb pick.
Yeah, I use it to a thumb pick and then a finger pick on my middle finger, and I leave my index finger free to strum, but you can still three-finger pick and get pretty much the same tone out of each finger because the middle finger is so strong, it doesn't really need a pick.
Well, let's talk about the music again, because the next thing we've got picked out is Grizzly Bear from your newest CD. There's a special guest singing the high harmony.
Yes, not only singing the high harmony, but doing the interaction during the during the spoken refrain during what would normally be the solo. And he really came through like a champ on that. I just said, hey, you know, have some fun, make fun of me. And he just did great. I couldn't believe it when I got it back from him. It was quite a joy.
Are you telling me that Jesse Colin Young enjoyed making fun of Banana?
Yeah, I think he got a big kick out of it.
Oh, let's just let the folks listen to this, because this is a whole lot of fun. Grizzly Bear, from Lowell Levenger's new CD, Get Together. Banana remembers the Youngblood classics here on WVUD.
Waking up in the morning, isn't the easiest thing to do under the best of circumstances.
I understand.
But when you manage to do it, and you turn around and look where your sweetie is supposed to be, mm-hmm. and there ain't no one there, mm-hmm. it's distressing. It's unnerving.
Absolutely.
Now, I can't imagine why she would go mm-mm. and leave me this way. Mm-hmm. It couldn't have anything to do with anything I have done.
No.
So the answer must be something is wrong with my sweetie.
Uh-huh.
Something is wrong with her. I think that it's too much dancing of that grizzly.
Yeah, I think so.
She did not even tell me the reason why she was gone. She did not even tell me the reason why she was gone. Photo deal, I used to love to watch her dance at a grizzly bear. I guess she's gone to Frisco. I hear they're doing a lot of that there. She was gone, solid gone, solid gone, solid gone.
Well, as always happens, we start having a wonderful conversation off the air, and it's time to come back on the air. You were telling me that you had just such a good time coming up with that part where you and Jesse are egging each other on.
Yeah, it was really fun. Normally there would be some sort of a solo there, but when I was doing the vocal and that came by, I just all of a sudden got inspired, I think, by those old kind of Philly street music songs where they're going, with all the falsetto, and then in the middle he goes, "Darling, I really love you." And that just came to me. And then when I sent it to Jesse, I said, "Hey, man, in this middle part, why don't you just answer me and kind of make fun of me or have some fun with it, do whatever you want." And as you just heard, he came through like a champ. And it's really fun, really much more fun than a guitar solo, I think.
One of the things that people may not be aware of, Lowell, is that you have such a varied background and so many different kinds of music and so many different kinds of instrumentation. And I think that's so, it was important in the 60s as all this different music came together, but I think it's still important now to recognize that music is all one big tent.
Yeah, and I think it's important to not only to meld a lot of different styles, which I think I've done, and I kind of have a style that melds a lot of styles together, but also to preserve the individual styles and the individual songs, so many great old songs have been written. I do songs from, 1904 to 2004. Yeah, I agree that it's important to pass all this knowledge and all these different styles along to the new generations.
It's sort of upsetting to me to hear people try to label things. Oh, this is Americana, or this is bluegrass, or this is country, or this is pop. I mean, just looking at the kind of stuff that you've played, you play from some things that cross all sorts of genre labels.
Right, and I always have, and I, ever since I started plunking my very first notes on the piano, before that, I had been exposed to all kinds of different kinds of music. Louis Armstrong said it, there's only two kinds of music, good and bad, and we play the good kind. But the thing I like about the term Americana, when I first heard it at least, was, oh, this is great, because when somebody asks me what kind of music I play, I can just say Americana, and it covers everything from Irving Berlin to Jimmy Reed to Hank Williams, and it'll be fine as long as it's kind of American-based, But Americana now seems to have confined itself a little more to what country music should have stayed or something. And then what we were way back in the day was folk rock, which I thought was a pretty good category.
Yeah.
But that's no longer on the drop-down menus of any screen that I've ever seen. When they ask you what your genre is at whatever, iTunes or CD Baby or Sound Check or Sound Waltz or all those things, folk rock isn't a choice anymore.
No.
Which is a shame.
No, but
or even better, acoustic folk rock. How would that be?
Yeah, what I always think is fun is they call it acoustic folk rock, and sometimes the instruments are plugged in, and they still call it acoustic.
Well, yeah, that's a joke, too. Acoustic now means plugged in, and unplugged really means plugged in.
Well, speaking of genre bending, the last tune we're going to play is the version of On Sir Francis Drake that's on the new CD, Get Together Banana Remembers the Youngblood Classics. Tell us about this one, because on Elephant Mountain, it was really a fun romp.
Yeah, and on Elephant Mountain, it used the Wurlitzer electric piano, and then we got this gorgeous 9-foot harpsichord in there to put on the second chorus. And then on the third chorus, we fell apart and just started improvising. And it turned into just a little bluesy, jazzy improvisation for the second half of it. But this one, we kept it together, and it's all acoustic. I'd like to point out that drums are an acoustic instrument. And, this is a more sort of a more proper version, and it has Carlo Alonso playing the mandolin on it.
This is one of your Italian musical connections.
Yeah, this is a really wonderful friend from Italy, and he plays mandolin like nobody else I've ever heard.
Is he playing one of the classical mandolins with the bowl
yeah,
back?
Yeah, it's actually also, it's a bowl back, but it's also a modern one, and it's made by Corrado Giacomel, who made my 5-string tenor guitar. And also on Get Together, David Grisman is playing a Corrado Giacomel mandolin.
Wow.
There's lots of Corrado Giacomel instruments on this album.
Well, Lowell, thank you so much for spending this much time with us.
My pleasure.
And I really wish you well, and I'm looking forward to seeing what follows up Get Together.
Well, we'll see.
All right, well, here comes the new revised version of On Sir Francis Drake on WVUD.
Thanks for listening to The Music Room on WVUD. For more information about this and other episodes of The Music Room, including selections from the interviews and information about the music, visit us online at sites.udel.edu/TMR. Tune in next Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. for another episode of The Music Room on WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark.